John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks pregame show. It's brought to you by Manscaped. Code pregame. More on that later, maybe. My name's Jimmy. His name's Jake. We got game one against the Red Sox in a series that may tell us a lot about how our emotions will be affected the rest of the way. Yankees coming in on a heater, won 9 of their last 12. Jake, how are you feeling?
James, Big Baby Davis, your brother was just in the room. Lucas just left, horns down. Everyone in the chat, Yankees fans, even Red Sox fans for the first one. How's everybody doing? Jim, I'm excited to get into this. A lot going on today, and now it's Yankees Sox, and we got a lineup for sure about it. So we'll see that. And yeah, man, I told you before, those Phillies games were very important in my head to lean into this. They got them, and then, you know, Cole's on the mound tomorrow. So I just have really tempered expectations right now for tonight's game, and I hope these rambunctious Yankees just do their thing tonight, because it's been fun, brother.
Wow. It has. I mean, I guess we can go over the lineup. We're going to do what to watch for, pitching path to victory, homer draft, over-under, premonitions, talk a little bit about everything. I'm into the pitching matchup today a little bit on the Red Sox side. I think that's going to have to come into play with everything I might be talking about. So let's get into the lineup right away, because it's interesting.
Yeah.
DJ LeMahieu is leading off and playing first base. Brett Gardner is batting second and playing left field. I mean, what? Okay, Stanton is batting third. Odor's batting fourth. Glaber batting fifth. Brantley, sixth. Allen, seventh. Florial, eighth. Wade, ninth. Wade's at third base. So what they've done here is righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, lefty. Because they don't believe that Tanner Houck is long for this game. They think that he's going to go 3 innings, maybe 4 innings, like Wojciechowski did last night for the Yankees. And then they're into the bullpen, and they don't want the Yankees. So this is the strategy behind this lineup and this game, Jake. And you probably know this as well, but people don't. Tanner Houck is not good against righties. Righties really beat him. So your brain would say, put your righty stack up there. Go DJ, Stanton, Gary, Glaber. Because Odor in the middle if you want, because they've all been hitting and Tanner Houck is bad against righties. The problem is the guy pitching for the Red Sox out of the bullpen named Adam Ottavino is a righty crusher, and then you give him an easy lane of all your best righties just get neutralized by Ottavino, especially if they think it's a bullpen game. So the Yankees made this lineup not for the starter, but for the bullpen, and it's really weird because they're just prioritizing righty-lefty over the cluster, which we've talked about a lot lately on Talking Yanks. So I don't really love it. I understand their strategy, but I'm not a fan of it. I mean, if you can get the Houck with a bunch of righties at the beginning, that should help you more than avoiding Ottavino later in the game.
Yeah, part of me gets it. I mean, it's kind of the early win loss in this game because Tanner Houck, like you mentioned, his last MLB appearance was July 16th versus these very Yankees. Out of the bullpen, he had the three-inning save, three innings pitch, three Ks, only one hit, one walk, 49 pitches. So interested to see what kind of leash they have on him. They like Tanner Houck. Boston really likes him. He kind of came onto the scene last year, and a lot of people got excited because he has, like, a reverse Chris Sale. It's kind of a weird arm angle. But they've been saving his innings this year. They talked about that early in the season. So he might only be 50 pitches in this game, 60 pitches. We'll see how long he is for this game. So
I definitely think that's he's only that many pitches, yeah.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, if they did a righty stack and they got to him, we say freaking brilliant. If they do a righty stack and you don't get to him, by the time the Red Sox bullpen comes in, you got all your righties at the top, your lefties at the bottom. That's super easy for Cora to navigate with Ottavino from the right side. You've got, you know, Darwin's in from the left and things like that. So I think the Yankees are giving them a shot, a better shot for the final six innings than they are in the first three. So I don't know. There's some analytics math there, and it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't a little bit. So I'd rather give them hope later in the game.
Yeah, I just think I know that's definitely the strategy. That's just pointing that out. But I mean, it's a weird lineup, man.
Sure is. No Gary. Having tough.
Brantley above Allen, Florial, you know, it's spread out nicely. Speed. Hopefully, if Gardner has a good game, I like this lineup. That's kind of what it comes down to. If Gardner gets on base and can get a hit and a walk and be part of a cluster, I like it. If Gardner goes 0 for 4 and stands empty all the time or something like that, we'll see. So I guess my key to this game or my what to watch for is Gardner. I think Gardner will bridge the gap and either, if he's on base, help a rally, or if he's not getting on base, I think it's tough times.
Okay, I like that. I think where I'm going to go with this is I think I'm going to circle the bench, man. I mean, with Gary on the bench, you know, they play extra innings, and you know, this streak of games, we thought Gary might sit. Yesterday, he did not. The game goes to extra, so they're going to start Brantley today. You know, Gary Sanchez has to be available at this point in the season in his bat off the bench. And let's be honest, Ryan Lamar, the hero from the other day. So if the Red Sox do try to attack the lefties at the bottom of the lineup, Florial, Wade, I think Gittens is in play. I think Ryan Lamar is in play. I think the Yankees are all hands on deck today. And, you know, knock on wood, Gary could be a pretty nice trump card to be played later. The Yankees do love to do that because they think that makes them outplay the game. I think we could see the whole bench today.
The whole bench?
Whole bench.
We don't have – it's Lamar, Gary.
Gittens.
Is it only three-man?
Three-man.
Then, yeah. I forgot they switched out Hoy for a pitcher.
And they DFA'd Woj before the game for our guy, Sal Romano.
No other Yankees podcast was letting the people know last night at 1 a.m. that Sal Romano was getting picked, had been picked up by the Yankees.
Whoops.
Good job by us. Lineup-wise and frustration-wise, and this might be more for a main episode, but teasing that Stanton might DH this weekend, or it may play the outfield this weekend, and then not playing him in the outfield, especially a day where you want Gary to sit. It's like, well, if Stanton plays the outfield tomorrow, then why didn't you have him play the outfield today and let Gary DH? So now it's almost like, is Stan not going to play the outfield this weekend? Because if he was going to play the outfield in this series, it's today when you're trying to get Gary a day off.
Jimmy, it's Thursday. So you can't, you know, there's their calendar-based team. They'd love to play him. It's not the weekend yet.
Yeah. But honestly, like if Sam plays the outfield tomorrow, it's like, why didn't he play the outfield today and let Gary hit?
Well, let's try to think through this. So it's Houck today, Erod tomorrow. So maybe.
And Cole tomorrow.
And Cole tomorrow. So maybe they're playing the strikeouts and the lefty on the mound to get an extra righty in the lineup. Who knows? You're all over it. I mean, they're clearly overthinking it because I'd bet a good shekel that Giancarlo could play 8 innings in Fenway tonight.
Yeah. He's starting to kind of run.
Starting to run. Sometimes. Fastest home run trot of the year. That was so funny. I forgot that on the podcast.
Yeah. That was wild that Coney like called that and then it
the
was
the fact
correct.
He had it. I do like that he backed down because he was like, yeah, I think he's trying to show a point. And it was like, well, it did just clear the wall and he busted it out of the box. So he just kind of kept it going. And Coney was like, yeah, okay. But
still for him to see that with his eyes. And then
that's
it wasn't
nuts.
Like it wasn't drastically the fastest, I don't think.
Yeah, to not think there was one earlier this year that could have possibly been quicker. It's a good snack.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So with Monty, as we talk about a lot, he searches for what pitches are going to be on. Is it going to be a sinker heavy day? Is it going to be a curveball heavy day? Is it going to be a changeup heavy day? Is it going to be a four seam fastball heavy day? He doesn't know till about the end of the second inning. And the trick is limiting the damage as he tries to find out. So he usually is able to find a groove when he figures it out. And that's why his pitch mix changes game to game. So I guess, you know, hopefully he can get through the first two innings unscathed. And I think you're kind of good.
Yeah. And it looks like Boston, a slight change in their lineup. It's Kike to start, Devers, Bogarts, Martinez, Renfro, Vasquez, Verdugo down in the 7 hole. Bobby Dalback and Chavis rounded out. So watch out for Dalback and Chavis, not because I love saying Bobby Dalback. Both of those guys are supposed to be righty power hitters that at the end of the lineup, if those guys do a little damage on Monty and that kicks it back up, you know, that's the end of the lineup effect.
Has Verdugo been slumping hard that he got moved?
Yeah, I guess in the last 7 days, I mean, I'm looking at his Fangraphs and he's rated pretty low, so maybe.
That's tough, man. His last 6 games or his last 5 starts, really bad. Only 1 hit. But I mean, even, you know, before that, I guess this is before the break, before the All-Star break. I mean, he was on a tear.
They're picking up tricks from the Yanks.
A bit of a bummer for him to be moved down after 5 games of bad second half, but whatever.
Lefty starter stuff.
Play the lefty there a little bit. Jim, what's your pitching path to victory today? Monty for 6, and that's obvious.
Yeah, they need to give him some runs, man.
Yeah.
Really bad. Let's eliminate people. Zach Britton's not going to pitch. Aroldis Chapman's not going to pitch. Albert Abreu's not going to pitch, and Nick Nelson probably not going to pitch. Do we have any news on the Lysica? I didn't check.
No, again, they said the weekend, and we're Thursday, and so no Lysica update. So it'll be Chad for 1, potentially 2 on the back. We'll see. I mean, that's a pretty tough ask to do the final 2 innings against the Sox at Fenway. We'll see what that looks like. Louis Sessa is in play. Litke's in play. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, Monty to Litke to Chad somehow.
Yeah. You find a Litke lane and you find a Sessa lane. You have them survive as long as they can before you need to go to Chad, basically.
Yeah. I mean, it might be Chad for like a 1.1, 1.2 save and hopefully Monty to Litke Sessa combo.
Yeah.
Who could be if Here's the scary part. If Monty's roughed up, right?
Right. Or
has to come out early. They don't have anyone.
Yeah, I mean, Sal Romano, get it loose, kid.
It's Sal Romano, yeah.
Sal Romano to Cesar. Yeah. So, yeah, this is a... And I guess they'll empty the tank on Chrisky if they need to. He threw 10 pitches yesterday.
So if it's a blowout bad, it's Sal Romano and Chrisky.
Yeah. So have a good one, Monty. And yeah, there's a... You know, I feel like there's some interesting Sessa lanes in this lineup, whether you go Dalbec, Chavis, Kike, or you go Bogarts, J.D. Renfro, Vasquez. So that I like that. So maybe Monty comes around third time in the lineup-ish and Bogarts, J.D., Renfro, Vasquez. That could be a good Sessa lane. And then you save him with Litke.
All right. Okay, I like that.
2, 3, 4. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Jim, the Homer draft is brought to you by Manscaped. There's baseball going on. The Olympics start tomorrow, I think. Holy smokes. It is going to be a big summer, and you know what you don't want big this summer? The hair around your wieners. And at Manscaped, with their Lawnmower 4.0, you got to tighten it up, babe. We love Manscaped. I use it. I was showing a lot of fans in the stands yesterday how I use it. Very strategic. I try not to cut my wiener or my testicles. And with promo code PREGAME, you can get the Manscaped 4.0. Because the Lawnmower 4.0, excuse me, it's gentle down there. It won't nick you. You're going to feel good. I mess around all down there sometimes. 20% off promo code PREGAME. That's 20% off and free shipping. Promo code PREGAME, manscaped.com. Tighten it up down there, man.
Yes, tighten it up. And it's a really good strategy by you going in and attempting to not nick yourself.
Here's my goal. Still want my penis and balls after I'm done here.
Yeah, I mean, we did have a friend that was trying to trim his pubes with scissors and accidentally cut his whole dick off.
Nice guy.
Yeah, Dickless Dave.
Dickless Dave. Jimmy, speaking of, you had an incredible Homer draft last series. A two-gamer. Just powerful. I did the Odor Glaber a day early. That's on me. But hey, these pesky little Yanks, they're hitting some homers.
Yeah, I know. They're doing all the running and stuff. They're still hitting homers. So it's like, oh yeah, fucking different approaches and shit.
Oh.
Who has the first pick today? I have it in front of me. Hold on. Unless BBD also does.
Let's see. Littering and
da 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 da. Littering the first pick goes to
Smoking the Reefer.
Me.
Jimmy, you have the first pick today.
I have the first pick today. Interesting. Okay. Huh. It's a 4-game set, everyone. So remember, you don't want to blow your load too early. Oh. Remember that.
Where are you going, Jim? This is a tricky one.
Yeah. I am going to blow my load a little early. You know, got to be true to myself. I'm going to take Stanton with my first pick.
Ooh, the Franca pick with Stanton. I like that.
I have a second pick in mind that I'm hoping
You're
is
hoping
still available.
Gets down there.
But I'm taking Stanton first.
Okay, so let me think about this. We're at Fenway. Hawk currently stinks against right-handed hitters. I guess I have to go Gleyber Torres if you're going to leave him there. He's been on a heater. The righties are hitting Hawk. Even if a lefty comes in, I feel good about Gleyber right now. And then I think this second pick has to be my Dona.
Zandino the Great.
Don't shoot my wad pick. I'll go with Esteban Florial. Got his first homer yesterday. Maybe he gets a little hot. I don't think he sees Houck twice.
2 days ago, right?
2 days ago. Cute as a button. And he's going to go 1 for 3, so.
Might as well be a homer.
Yeah.
So you have Florial and Glaber. Did you read the report that Booney told Glaber in yesterday's game in the 10th inning? You have one swing to, and then you have to bunt if you don't do anything on that swing.
Love that.
I kind of like it too. I'm actually really interested to ask Trev about that. Like, would you like a manager saying that, or would you rather him just say, no, you're bunting and like completely, because it is it put more pressure on the one swing, or do you like the fact that you get one swing, then you have to bunt? I don't know. I bet it differs with player to player.
Right. Because also, if you get the swing, then you kind of want to blow the bunt a little bit because then you get another swing. So that's got to be a tricky spot.
He got the swing first.
But that's what I'm saying. If you then mess up the bunt and get strike two, you're not going to be asked to bunt again.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
So there's a lot of mental warfare there.
Remind me to ask Trev tomorrow on Talking Baseball.
I'm interested. I won't remind you at all, but you're good.
All right. I'm taking Greg Allen with my second pick.
Like that.
That's the one I wanted. I'm glad you didn't take him because I was going to like reach for him and take him first pick. That short porch in left, I see, you know, we've seen the triples. We've seen the speed. We've seen the stolen bases. I see a lollipop front row of the monster homer.
I like that.
And you know why? Because Greg Allen finds a way. He plays. Yeah. He doesn't make the game come to him. He just adjusts to the game.
Smart.
You know? Oh, I can just pop one up there. Okay, I'll do that. So I got Stan and Allen. You got Glaber and Florial. BBD, who do you like more?
I'm with the Glaber and Florial pick. I thought your oddball was going to be Brantley because he's not going to play another game. So it just kind of hurt that we weren't thinking exactly the same on the oddball pick, but it's not the strongest lean.
Okay.
I do have Greg Allen in this series, and maybe this is, I don't want to give away an early promo. I have him in this series hitting 2 home runs, and they're both very cheap. Front row of the monster and a pesky pole shot. So.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
So both are essentially hit straight in the air, but.
I just don't know if it's tonight. We got a long weekend.
But he's got to keep the train moving.
Oh, yeah.
The GA experience.
Oh, and he's hitting one in the triangle for sure this series.
That's his triple.
Yes. Yeah.
I have Brantley laying down a bunt first at bat.
Like that,
what? Almost like unnecessary, but he's like, this is the vibe of the team. I'm just reading the room here. We're scrapping and clawing. What was that?
Am I not reading the room? Hey, read the room.
Yeah.
What do you think the over under is, Jim? Because we're hot.
Interesting. A little Houck to the Sox bullpen. Can I pull up their bullpen?
Mounty. Yeah.
Let me pull up their usage real quick and just take a look. They used Ottavino yesterday for 16 pitches, Barnes for 11, and Whitlock for 19, but they had an off day the day before, so they're locked and loaded. Monty's been good, and the Yankees have some good bullpen available. I'm going to guess this is – they've been giving us solid numbers two in a row because my guess was 9, but they gave us 2 pushables in a row. So maybe 9.5 because it is Fenway.
Yeah, there's a Fenway bump. I was kind of leaning 10.
I go 9.5.
I like 9.5 too. Easy peasy.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to take the over.
These Yankees in the over. This is a big one for me. 40 and 41. Get back to 500. Get on that horse. Monty, Red Sox, house and good bullpen.
Hey, what did the Red Sox do in between the last Yankee series? In their 2-game set. They 2-game swept.
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat the Blue Jays twice.
I'm going to go with the under. You know I'm all in on pissed off Monty. I think the Red Sox are going to use their good bullpen today because I think that lines them up a little better for like a Cole survival day, and then they have their pen back for the rest of the weekend. So I'll go under.
Okay.
A lot on the line for you, Jake.
I know.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's a good thought process, and you're taking it seriously, and that's all.
Like
any of us asked
half for. The time, that's our objective. The other half, it's just not.
Pick and choose.
This
dude, I think this remote, this mic that I'm using,
yeah,
and headphones both kind of have some distance to them.
Sure. So you could have been at a normal spot.
No, I was using my keyboard a lot, but like, look at this.
Yeah, I mean that's mobile. That's living, people. That's living, people.
Badass.
Jimbo, yeah? You got any premos for this game?
Besides the front row monster shot by Allen. Premos. I think it comes down to the ninth inning.
Ooh, I like that. Good prem.
Like, I do think we have a baseball game in store.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that counts, if that's too easy, too hard, or whatever, but I do think the balance of the game, it might be even three runs with two on in the ninth, you know, like three-run lead with two on for one of the teams. But I do think the balance of the game will be in the air in the ninth inning.
I love that. I've got a couple things in my mind. I'll be honest, they're not full-blown premonitions. I could see Rob Brantley having, like, his moment. Like, you know, Greg Allen's had a bunch of games. Lamar, like, I could see Brantley, whether it's, like, throwing out a runner to end the inning or, like you said, maybe an impactful bunt. I could see Rob Brantley having his moment tonight. I also, and this is, I guess this is my hot take, I could see another double steal tonight. And maybe it's even on Ottavino, like a little revenge where the new Yankees double steal.
Let me look at the lineup here.
Because at the bottom of the lineup, Jim, Allen, Florial, yeah. Wade. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. I even like LeMahieu being the trail runner.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we've got some good trail runners up top, too, like a Guardy Odor or a Guardy Glaber. So there's these double steal Yanks. They heard the crowd last night, Jim.
They loved it. The crowd loved it. Dude, I haven't eaten today. It's 5:30.
I know.
I bought food. I bought Dunkin' Donuts, but we had the meeting, yeah. And then I had a call with Luke and a call with Courtney, and then this. Haven't eaten yet today.
Yeah.
I got to take care of myself. I got so many breakdowns to make. But yeah, I like the double steal promo a lot.
Thank you. I went to leave at 3:20, and Sam goes, you have a call in 10 minutes.
Our light days are not light anymore.
Birthdays was the worst days. Jimmy, tell him.
Now I sip champagne when I'm thirsty.
Two claps on two.